This is a classic example of cliched thinking. I can't stand cliched thinking. Cliches, you know what they are? They're these mantras that people just repeat so many times that they become truth simply because they're repeated. People don't think about them more than an inch deep. If they did, they would crumble. This is from Reader's Digest. Reader's Digest has a 28 million circulation, a tad bit more than this radio program. And that's maybe by a power of 10 to the fifth. Okay? Ask Laskus. All right? This is a woman or a guy. Who knows? You don't know. It says, you've got questions, she's got answers. Shows a picture of a woman here. I don't know if it's her or not. And you write in and you ask questions about your situation, and she gives you about four sentences. I give you more than that. Dear Laskus, I have a 5-year-old son and an 11-year-old daughter. They're close, but fight a lot. No sooner do I separate them than they're at it again. Okay, right away quick, you have a sentence here where there's no discipline going on, right? I just separate them, no discipline. My husband and I spank, but I use it as a last resort. My husband works two jobs, so I can stay home with the kids, but I'm pulling my hair out. Any suggestions? Dear Nearly Bald, first, stop spanking. All spanking teaches is that violence is an acceptable way of solving problems in your home. Cliche, cliche. All, did you know that? All spanking teaches. Don't teach anything else. All spanking teaches children is that violence is an acceptable way of solving problems in your home. Did you know that? That's all it teaches. So those of you who spank or squat bottoms or use a little wooden spoon, all. But you're not teaching anything else. Forget it. You're teaching nothing else. All it teaches is that violence is an acceptable way of solving problems in your home. Violence. Violence now. Did you know that? Violence. When you spank a kid, you're being violent. Topographically, you may be. But intent and many other variables, you're not being. But, again, she on a fire about five cliches right in a row here. It's just incredible. By the way, the other interesting thing is that if that's what it teaches, we should have studies that say loving parents who spank have aggressive children, and we don't. Oh, we've got surveys that say that parents who spank a lot have children with more problems in a number of ranges. That's true. But these are, one, surveys. They are recollection-type studies. And three, they can't control for other variables like bad parenting. Now I'm going back to her letter now. All spanking teaches is that violence is an acceptable way of solving problems in your home. And if you open that door, eventually you'll be wearing riot gear. You got it? So all you folks who swat bottoms now, you're teaching your children that violence is an acceptable way to solve your problems. And heaven help you, although I don't know if she'd say heaven because that might be a politically inappropriate word. I'll say it. Heaven help you if you continue to spank, because your house is just going to go crazy. You'd just be wearing riot gear. All right, that's okay. She's got more cliches. Are you ready? Here comes another one. And it's so condescending, too. That's what bothers me. It's just so condescending and arrogant. A parent who spanks is a parent who has run out of ideas. Did all you people know that? Any of you who choose to swat a bottom, did you know you're just bereft of ideas? You're these cognitive Neanderthals who can't think beyond your nose when it comes to dealing with your children. Did you know that? A parent who spanks is a parent who has run out of ideas. So, you're teaching your kids violence. You're going to be overwhelmed by the violence in your home if you keep spanking. And, you simpleton, you can't think of anything else. You big dummy, I ought to smack you. Well, first of all, obviously I would respond to this quite differently. Can you pick that up? Can you tell that? She goes on, and now she's starting to get at least a little bit fair. You and your husband sound exhausted, and it's very hard to come up with creative alternatives. Creative? Who needs creative? You don't need creative. You just need to do it. When you are out of gas, You need help. A family member, a trusted friend, or an outside activity, something athletic to channel their energy. So there you have it. See, you got a 5-year-old and 11-year-old who are mistreating each other. Well, you don't discipline them. You don't set up consequences and rules. No. Just go get an outside activity. Get him into athletics. That'll stop it. Hey, you know, if a guy plays shortstop, he could be really nice to his sister. Now, if he bats eighth and plays right field, he could carry a lot of resentment and bitterness, and he might pound on his sister even more. Don't you just love it? Now, this reader, now, 28 million circ, considered traditional. Ask Laskus. And this is, by the way, standard stuff. I think we have a fair amount of listeners to this program, just from what I hear in various places. And I think part of the reason why some folks gravitate towards what we talk about here is that they're just deluged with this kind of stuff. And to hear somebody else say, wait a minute, there is another way to look at this, and if we can make a compelling case for our perspective, this thing just crumbles. This is just cliche. This is stereotype. This is 1 inch of illogic. Love it. Actually do, because it gives me material for the show. One other thing, I got this on the email. By the way, you want to email me, ray@drray.com. Or you go over to Catholic Answers, catholic.com, and they'll click you over to me. Words have two meanings. Some of you have heard Jimmy Akin talk about this. He talks about the evolution of language. Language changes. Word meanings change, not only from person to person, place to place, but over time. Words with two meanings, okay? Communication to a woman. The open sharing of thoughts and feelings with one's spouse. Communication to a man. Leaving a note before taking off on a fishing trip with the boys. Remote control to a woman. A device for changing from one TV channel to another. A remote control to a guy. A device for scanning through all 375 channels every 5 minutes. It's from Dorothy. Thanks, Dorothy. I didn't read some of the other ones.